On this day, July 20th, 1858, America's pastime takes off. I'll tell you that story. Let's get started. It's our game. It has the snap, go, fling of the American atmosphere. It belongs as much to our institutions, fits into them as significantly as our Constitution's laws. Those are the words of Walt Whitman regarding the game of baseball. The game of baseball started taking shape in the 1840s when a volunteer firefighter and bank clerk named Alexander Joy Cartwright and a bunch of his buddies formed the New York Knickerbockers Baseball Club. Now, Cartwright invented the rules that made the game what we know it to be today, including the diamond-shaped field, foul lines, and other features. Well, then on June 19, 1846, the Knickerbockers played a group of cricket players for the first baseball game in history. Did you know that baseball came out of cricket in rounders? And I think it's a great improvement on cricket. That's at least this American's opinion. Well, the Knickerbockers got murdered 23-1. But that was the start of something special as the game exploded from there. Common folks, men of all sorts of trades, you know, blue-collar guys, started forming teams based on their trades. Baseball became so popular that a December 1858 issue of the New York Mercury called baseball the national pastime. There were over 50 clubs in the New York area alone by 1858, and special trains were used to take people to the games. Well, there developed a rivalry between New York and Brooklyn teams, and leaders of clubs in the Brooklyn area challenged the New Yorkers to a game. So each city chose their best players to take up the challenge, and this was the first All-Star team ever assembled to play the first All-Star game. And then on this day, July 20th, 1858, over 4,000 people attended the first baseball game with a cover charge. It was 50 cents, and New York beat Brooklyn in this All-Star game 22-18. So the very first cover charge was 50 cents. Don't you wish it was still 50 cents today? I can't even get the ketchup for my hot dog for 50 cents today. Well, anyway, the game only grew from there, and it was played on the Civil War battlefields and then on parks of the post-war era. You know, the history of baseball mirrors the history of the United States in many ways, from our struggle to be free, relationships between people of different backgrounds, and labor versus management as well. Somebody once said this: baseball has the qualities and narratives America has. Competition, spirit, joking, intellectualism, labor unions, management, gimmicks, promotions, fools, heroes, segregation, desegregation, crooks, pride, unity of town and country, and more. It's America. That's a true statement. In the Ken Burns documentary about baseball, Bob Costas describes the game of baseball this way. One of the most appealing things about baseball is that it highlights the individual like no other game does. Each individual has his specific place on the field. Each individual has his turn at bat. In other sports, you can continually go to your best guy. Babe Ruth still only batted once every 9 times. So it's the individual within the context of the group, and the individual is highlighted. But in the end, his performance means nothing outside the group, outside the community. Baseball truly is America.